Well, I'm surprised you've even invited me to be here tonight. I'm Judas. What was I thinking in the moment when Jesus washed his feet? I'd like to tell you about that. I'm the traitor, the one that betrayed Jesus. My last name, sometimes you hear it, Iscariot. That's the region that I was from. Important detail. Philip, Andrew, they both visited you already. Peter, they grew up, they were friends, boyhood friends. James and John, friends too. I didn't grow up with any of the other disciples. It's kind of different. I grew up in this region called Iscariot. But really the thing that's different about me than all the other disciples is that as they heard Jesus and they hung out with him and heard his teaching, their hearts were warm and they became filled with joy. My heart became dark, filled with malice, rage, and anger. I don't think anybody knew it. I was in charge of the treasury of the disciples. I took in the funds and gave them out as people asked for me to do. But you see, as I heard Jesus speak, and boy, he gave a lot of sermons about money. Have you heard all his sermons? He spoke more about money than any other topic in the Bible. The parable of the prodigal son, the parable of the unjust steward, the parable of the lost coin. He shared that we shouldn't be greedy, all those sorts of things. But you see, as he talked about money, I didn't listen. I made plans in my heart, secret plans, to take money from the treasury, and no one knew about it. Maybe you know about this passage in the Bible, the time where Mary Magdalene, this lady who spent a whole bunch of money, about 300 denarii, on perfume. Can you imagine that, on perfume? And she put it on Jesus' feet and she washed his feet with her hair. I spoke up and this is what I said. Check it out in the Gospels. Why would you spend so much money? Why don't you, on this frivolous act, why don't you spend this money on the poor? Do you know what I was really thinking? I was thinking, let's not spend the money on the poor. Let's put it in the treasury so that I can have access to more funds. That was my heart. I was really into money. In fact, I was willing to do probably the most dastardly deed in the history of this earth for just 30 pieces of silver, the cost of a slave in the Old Testament, Exodus says. I was willing to do that. And as Jesus washed my feet, I wasn't warm. I wasn't filled with joy. I was planning his betrayal. And after he washed my feet, I left, found the authorities, and put together the foolproof plan to trap Jesus. I told them that he would go to the Garden of Gethsemane, a very quiet place where he liked to pray. I told them to take 600 soldiers armed with torches, and I told them to circle him, that there would be no other people around, that this would be the foolproof place to capture him. And boy, did my plan work. But you know what? God's plan worked too. My little plan for 30 pieces of silver was nothing more than a little plan to bring forth God's big plan of salvation for all people. So as I think about that tonight, if you are wrestling with something that you have done, something that is deep and dark, a dastardly deed, know this tonight. God's love is bigger. And he can bring you salvation and bring you his love and work it into his perfect plan. And if I had a regret in my life, it would be this. I wish I would have been like the other disciples, growing warm and joyful by Jesus. I hope you do too tonight as you receive his body and blood. His love covers all sin. Thank you.
me alarm, and my conscience grieve me. Let your cross my fear disarm, peace my conscience grieve me. Let your cross my fear disarm, peace of the passion. If for me he slays his son, God must have compassion. Graciously my faith renew, help me bear my crosses. Learning humbleness from you, peace mid pain and losses. May I give you love for love, hear me, O my Savior, that I may above sing your praise.